Shall we pray? O Lord of the heavens and of the earth, by renewal we have come together in thy house as a house of mourning, where it has pleased thee. It was thy appointed time to take out of the midst of this family circle a dear son, grandson, great-grandson, nephew, further family member, at such a tender and young age of 30 days. Also his time was in thine hands, and after a short time upon this earth, his soul was brought into eternity, and we are called upon by renewal to go to the cemetery and to entrust this little body to the womb of the earth. O Lord, do remember, do uphold, do strengthen, and comfort this young father and mother, where thou hast gladdened them with thy deeds, where thou hast given unto them such a precious little gift. 'Tis written in thy word that thy thoughts are not our thoughts, and thy ways our ways. Where the heavens are higher than the earth. And Lord, we can know it with our mind and confess it with our mouth. We cannot understand it. Not necessary. And may we be kept from prying into those mysteries. But, Lord, wilt thou grant a bowing at thy footstool? That this young father and mother, that they may be given to humbly beseech thee, that thou may remember them in this day, the day of tomorrow, the days to come, with their empty arms, an empty crib, a silent voice. May they be carried upon the wings of prayer. We commend unto thee the grandparents, the great-grandparents, also in their deep sorrow with the loss of a loved one, but also given to see the sorrow of their children. And then, Lord, there are no words. And to that end, may we be given to direct one another to thee and to thy holy word. Wilt thou remember the family circles from both sides? Then also thought shall multiply. with those that have received children and may still have their children, then that was made a difference where there is no difference. Lord, then surely, then thou art speaking in a special way. We humbly beg of thee that this serious and solemn calling, that it may be sanctified by thy Spirit to the hearts of young and old, for the coming of thy kingdom and for the glory of thy name. Ah, Lord, then we do well to turn in unto ourselves when we may still have a place upon this earth in the way of thy patient long-suffering, a longer time than that little infant. Our sins are great and manifold. They need to be pardoned. To that end thou granteth unto us and our children the precious day of grace, that we may be given to seek and find thee, and to be pardoned of all of our sins in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, thou knowest how deep we have fallen, that in reality everyone else is mortal except ourselves, and that we live by nature as if this is our eternity. But David has said, 'tis recorded in thy holy word, that there is but one step between us and death. Ah, Lord, the cause in our deep fallen Adam, we have taken in our covenant head of that forbidden fruit, and where thou hast told our parents, the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And so death has come upon the earth, and it is written in thy holy word, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Lord, we commend unto thee all the mourning families, not the first time in this year that we have went to the cemetery to bury a young person, a child, and also in the years gone by. Well, thou so remember all the mourning families. Ah, they can understand this father and mother. Well, thou continue to remember where the places are so sorely felt, where they even become emptier. We commend unto thee all widowers, widows of the great-grandparents. Great-grandfathers have been taken out of this life. They have become old. Remember her that has lost mostly her mind. Lord, do remember us and our children under all these solemn and serious circumstances. Oh, do come down with thy Spirit. Convert what is unconverted. Remember thy true children. May they be granted to make their calling and election sure. May we all be given to examine our hearts at this moment very closely, how the matter stands between us and thee. Lord, we humbly beg of thee for the opening of thy word. Grant a few words to speak. May we be given to speak as a dying man and to a dying people. Our life is but a shadow, 'tis but a vapor. Lord, have mercy upon us and our dear children. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. The portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 25. Psalm 25. A psalm of David. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have ever been of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his troubles. Family kneels. Van den Hoek, a congregation and friends, it has pleased the Lord on August 18 to so suddenly and unexpectedly take out of the midst of this family circle, out of the midst of the congregation and community, Micah Ben Niels, at the young and tender age of 30 days. He was brought into eternity, his soul, and in this morning hour, then we are called upon to entrust this little body to the grave. Calvin and Stacy, on July 19, then the Lord has given unto you your little Micah, whom you may embrace, whom you may love. And now it has pleased the Lord to take from you your little son. Then in July 19, the Lord has given. And in August 18, the Lord has taken. We cannot understand. We do not need to. And do not try to. He has said in Job 36, verse 26, the Lord is great, and we know him not. And in Isaiah 55, the verses 8 and 9, that the ways and the thoughts of the Lord are higher than ours. To that end, the Lord grant you, as young parents in these deep and unfathomable ways, a place at his footstool. Ah, the Lord keep from hard thoughts. And father and mother kneels, when you feel it, those stirrings in your heart, then bow your knees and say, Lord, wilt thou grant a bowing under thy ways? But Lord, wilt thou uphold us as young parents, empty arms, a silent voice, an empty crib, a large empty place, as a young married couple? The Lord is speaking in a special way. May it be sanctified. Grandparents, great-grandparents, all so deep and unfathomable ways, a deep sorrow with the loss of a grandchild, a great-grandchild, but also to be given to see the deep grief, the mourning of your children, the friends of Job has said to his friends that they were miserable comforters in family circle. There are no words. When we have not experienced it, and then we do well, but then we cannot fathom what these parents are experiencing. Those that have experienced it, they shall know. And to that end, may we be given to point one another to the Lord, to his word, and to his footstool. Uncles and aunts, especially those whom have received children, who maketh thee to differ, also in the family circle, life of grandparents, grandfather, an uncle, uncle and aunt, wonderfully spared, that you may still be here. May we be given to see the hand of the Lord therein, when he spares all the brittle threads of our life. And may it be, we know that without the work of the Spirit, then callings, nor the goodness of the Lord will bring us on the right place. Paul has written to the Romans, in Romans 2 verse 4, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of the Lord leadeth to repentance. A congregation of Petra Butte, in this day, by renewal, we are called to go to the cemetery to bury a young one. 6, within the time of a year, September 10, a young daughter of 14, March 20 and 21, two cousins, 14 and 15. Past month, have stood on the cemetery, two family circles, where we were called to bury their premature born children. And now in this day, a little son, 30 days old, the Lord appalled all the family circles, those that have lost children, even many, many years ago, not forgotten. The places remain empty. Those that have brought children to the cemetery in the past years, where those wounds are reopened, may the callings be sanctified. And congregation and friends, when we may be in God's house in this hour, all much older than Micah, has the question come, why may I still have a place on top of the earth where my sins have not only original sin, but I also have a great multitude of actual sins in thoughts, words, and deeds? Are we prepared to meet our Maker? Has that wonder of grace been glorified in our heart, elderly ones in our midst? Cannot be so long, and we shall be brought to the grave. Have we received the pardoning of our sins? And now Calvin and Stacy, deep, unfathomable ways, but under those deep, unfathomable ways does not mean we may and must not mourn. And to that end, and short in this morning hour, then we wish to consider the prayer of David, which you can find in Psalm 25, the verses 16, 17, and 18. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. A prayer for a mourning father and mother. Two thoughts. First, the comprehensive description of their mourning. And secondly, the threefold request in this mourning. Calvin and Tracy, your marriage text was out of Nahum 1, verse 7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Then the Lord has granted that you were united in holy matrimony, the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is entrusted unto you for a short time. Your little Micah. And now the second part of your marriage text. The Lord granted to you a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Then this solemn, we read different times, mine, my, me and I, but as husband and wife, we and our. And then it is so needful to understand that also in the way of mourning, not all the same, though one day better than another. And then it is so important. Oh, it is true. There are no words, but that you oftentimes are given to ask each other how the day has went. And at the end of the day, even if you have no words, sit together, weep together, read together, and pray together. Then in our text words, 'tis the Psalm of David. His distress was great. When we consider mourning once for those that have lost a dear husband, we call them widows. For those that have lost a dear wife, we call them widowers. Those that have lost parents, orphans, half orphans. But for fathers and mothers that have lost a dear child, their own flesh and blood, we have not a word so deep and so profound. Although in the prayer of David there may be a certain reference in these few verses, then we read six words where David has poured out his heart, because this solemn is a solemn of meditation and prayer. And then the first word, and that is much to say, that is desolate. And in the Hebrew, That means only to be lonely. And that Hebrew word in a few places in Scripture, then it is used in front of children. I read in Proverbs 4, verse 3, for I was my father's son tender and only beloved. Words, and only, that is the same word as desolate in our text. For I was my father's son tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. It's a description of your little Micah. And in Zechariah 12, verse 10, and they shall mourn for him as one. That is that bitter mourning for whom they have pierced. They shall mourn for him as one that mourneth. And then we have the same word as desolate in our text. For his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. Thus there in that text, we have the description, only son and firstborn. Then the second word is afflicted. That means to be humble, lowly, needy, and poor. The third word, that is troubles, and that comes from a root word that means tightness. In Dutch, it has been translated as benauwdheid. So it can be in the experience of a mourning father and mother with that tightness and anxiety that a father and mother can even be afraid that their heart shall give up. And then David is also spoken of an enlarged, that is a swollen heart, enlarged with sorrow and with that missing. Then further, distressed can mean to be depressed. The prophet Jeremiah has said, not strange, for mourning families, behold, is it nothing to you that pass by, behold, and see if there be a sorrow like unto my sorrow. And Solomon, we read it in 1 Chronicles 6, verse 29, when that people would come up to God's house with their own sore and own grief, then afflicted, and then finally pain. Does David, his distress was great. But what did David do, father and mother, family? David had a place where he may come with all his distress, afflictions, and troubles at the throne of grace and therefore in our text words, and may that be granted. Ah, David, as said in Psalm 142, verse 3, when my soul was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. He has poured out his complaint and troubles before the Lord, not complain of the Lord that we may not do, but we may tell the Lord our complaints. And then we read in this prayer, oh, in verse 15, the verse before, Calvin and Stacy, may that be your portion together. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, and with a desire, because we read in our text words, turn thou unto me, Lord, wilt thou grant unto us as a young couple with our loss, with our missing, that thou may grant a special token of thy favor that thou knowest of us, that thou carest for us. Turn thou unto me and have mercy upon me. No, David did not come with rights. His only hope was the favor and mercy of the Lord. And then in verse 17, oh, bring thou me out of my distresses, was an oh of need, of urgency, of love and faith. And then in verse 18, look down, look upon mine affliction and my pain. Ah, the Lord grant that he may be a stronghold in the day of sore trouble. Your eyes be upon him, and that out of this morning, family circles, the midst of young and old, the Lord has spoken and is speaking in such solemn ways that it may be applied by the Holy Spirit. Because at the end in this prayer, then we do well under these solemn callings. Then we are confronted with our own mortality, that we have no continuing place upon the earth. And in the Bible, many texts where it is declared that our life is short at best, and it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. And then given to examine, why has death come upon the earth? 'Tis because of our sins. And now it is needful, by the work of the Holy Spirit, that we become the sinner, a lost, undone sinner, with a profound realization that I cannot appear before the judge with my sins, And to that end, verse 18, the Lord granted unto many among young and old, and forgive all my sins. Oh, it may be declared, proclaimed, that the Father has given His dear Son, that a church may and must be saved. And now we have mentioned that text out of Zechariah 12, verse 10. Not only a mourning concerning our sins, but when it may be opened, and the true child of God may be given to behold my sins that have nailed the dear Son of God to the cross. Love so unfathomable, willingness so deep. And then we read that they shall mourn for Him whom they have pierced, as one mourneth for an only son, as one that is bitterness for his firstborn. The Lord sanctify also this calling to that end. Amen. Let us close. Lord, wilt thou grant a prayer unto this young couple, unto the family circle? We humbly ask thee, do remember, do help, and do strengthen when we are called to go to the cemetery, and they shall see their beloved son lowered into the earth. Lord, remember us with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Cause thy kingdom to come, glorify thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. We shall close with the singing of Psalter 278, the stanzas 2, 3, and 4. The Lord remembers we are dust, and all our frailty knows. Man's days are like the tender grass, and as the flower he grows. 278, 2, 3, and 4. We shall read out of the Holy Scriptures from Isaiah 40, the verses 3 through 8. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Assuredly the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Thus thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. 'Tis always a solemn moment, family and friends, when we stand around an open grave, and we have heard out of God's holy word that the prophet was called to cry. Why did he have to cry with a loud voice? Because by nature we are so dull of hearing, and also so impressionless concerning the solemnity, the seriousness of life, and the certainty of death, where by nature it is always for our neighbor. And now the prophet was given to cry. 4 times he has mentioned grass, and 3 times a flower. And then it is true, it is not only for the young, but that concerns all of our lives. Many places in God's word there is spoken of the brevity of life, an handbreadth, nothing, a vapor, a tale that is told, a cloud that comes and disappears, a post that quickly goes by, only 1 step between us and death. And then the prophet in these verses, then in the first place, then a simple portrayal of the brevity of life. And in those eastern countries, it could be that in the morning, a flower beautiful, fresh, and fair, and that the east wind would come off the desert, it would be scorched, it would wither away, and in the evening, its place would not be found. But in our text words, it is a richer meaning implied, because this chapter begins with comfort, comfort, ye my people. And now how can there be comfort concerning the brevity of life? Oh, then the prophet especially is given to speak, because we read in these verses, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Oh, then it is the work of the Holy Spirit, and young and old. That is now the one thing needful when we stand round about this open grave, Then should it not be a little bewonderment that we who are much older have yet been spared, and that it has pleased the Lord to take out of the midst of this family circle a young tender infant of only 30 days old? But then there is that one thing needful. Then we need the work of the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit, by his power that he blows upon us, and that all our self-righteousness, whatever we trust upon, that it is blown away, that it disappears, that it becomes to nothing. And to that end the prophet is added, but the word of the Lord, the word of our God, shall stand forever. And that is the work of law and gospel. That is the word of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And that may still be proclaimed even around this open grave. Oh, young and old, we need to be converted. We need to have that wonder wrought upon our heart that we become, that the Spirit blows with his north and with the south wind, that we are uncovered, and that we are pardoned of all our sins, and that may be proclaimed also on the cemetery on this day. Young and old, where is our journey traveling to? Then all the graves also in this cemetery, then they shall be opened on the great day of the resurrection. And the Lord knoweth who are his, the Apostle John. Then he was given to see before the throne, small and great before the throne, who had been wrought upon. But the question is, how is it with us as we stand upon the cemetery? May it please the Lord, 'tis not the first time that we have stood on the cemetery this year to bury the young. Then the Lord is speaking unto us, O boys and girls. Then the Lord is telling us that we need a new heart. Then the Lord is telling older ones that we have no continuing city. And to that end, may it please the Lord that this calling may be sanctified. Calvin and Stacy, the Almighty God, he uphold you when you continue your way. Oh, we grant you a place at his footstool. The Lord grants those tokens of his favor. Grandparents, further family, the Lord is speaking. The Lord is speaking to all of us. The Lord sanctify the calling, so be it. Shall we pray? Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, by renewal we commend unto thee this young father and mother, who have witnessed at the closing of the casket, the lowering of the casket with their dear son, to await the great day of the resurrection, when thy son, the Lord Jesus Christ, shall appear upon the clouds of heaven to judge the quick and the dead. Lord, do remember, do uphold, and do comfort them with the whole mourning family. We commend unto thee the medical personnel, which have done everything to revive their dear son. But it was not thy way. We commend unto thee the funeral directors with their weighty task. Wilt thou continue to uphold, strengthen, remember their personally, together with their family circles, for body and for soul. Lord, we commend unto thee all mourning families. Then by renewal we beg of thee that thou may richly and mightily work by thy Holy Spirit, and that this death may be used for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name. Wilt thou now remember when we leave? Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen.
On behalf of Calvin and Stacy, their parents and their families, I would like to thank the following for all they've done. First and foremost, we would like to acknowledge the Lord for his sustaining hand in the impossible ways. May he yet give comfort and help as no one else can. We'd like to thank Reverend Adams for your many visits, advice, and fitting words. We hope that these words may be blessed. And also, thanks to the consistories of Picture Butte and Nobleford for their visits and support. It's much appreciated. Martin Brothers, your professional help and willingness to accommodate our wishes did not go unnoticed. Thank you. Also, to the cemetery committee, thank you for all the work you do in preparation for this very solemn occasion. Your efforts to make sure that things go decently and in order is appreciated. We'd also like to remember the first responders and the emergency staff and the dental clinic staff for all that they've done for our little Micah. May the Lord remember you, as I'm sure it's been a difficult time for all of you as well. Thank you to the church custodians for preparing the church for this solemn event, and we appreciate all the work done before and after. Thank you to the Sarah Circle for preparing the luncheon. We'd also like to thank everyone who has reached out, whether with kind words, with meals, or with visits. It means very much to us. And last, not least, Calvin and Stacy would like to say a special thank you to their parents, especially, and the close family, for all the love and the care and the support shown. May the Lord give us help and comfort, but above all, bless the calling to the hearts, especially for Calvin and Stacy, and also for all of us who mourn the loss of our little Micah. Thank you.
Family and friends, that concludes the graveside service. Please take as much time here at the cemetery as you need.